Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Every Woman's Story podcast. We have a terrific story for you today as we gather together and remember our ethos, which is that every person we believe has a seat at Jesus' table. And we hope to discover our stories as we lean more deeply into other people's stories that are centered around God's story in the Bible. And today we have a really cool guest for a lot of reasons. I'll tell you at least three reasons she's cool. First of all, number one, I'll introduce her. This is Sarah Overton, Masters of Arts. She is a public policy researcher who's passionate about pursuing God's heart for justice. She has worked in the United Kingdom Parliament for think tanks and at Lambeth Palace. Well, we're going to have to get back to that Lambeth Palace part to find out if I pronounced it right and what it is. But I have to go to reason number two that Sarah Overton is really cool as a guest. Number two reason is that she is one of the faces and voices that you have been walking through the Bible with. If you have been following the podcast that we have, that is women from around the world reading through the scriptures. Sarah is one of the regular voices and faces who uses her beautiful voice to read us through God's word. Okay, and then the third and best reason, all right, is that Sarah is the amazing wife to my son, Tyler. And the moment I met Sarah, I thought, wow, I really hope my son continues that relationship and it goes somewhere significant. So, Sarah, welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's a real joy to be with you on this. And yeah, very excited to get started talking through.
Absolutely. We're going to be diving into your story, but first we need to know, how do you actually pronounce that name of that palace? And for those of us who have not visited London, what is it?
Sure. So Lambeth Palace, you pronounced it perfectly, actually. So all good. And it's basically where the Archbishop of Canterbury is based. So the kind of leader of the Church of England. And so for a time, I was a parliamentary and policy researcher there for a few of the bishops in the Church of England. Who also sit in the House of Lords, which is one of the houses in the UK Parliament. So, yeah, it's an interesting place to work for sure.
So God has put you in places where your research and your voice carries a lot of influence because you're advising some people who have really huge responsibilities. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of an amazing thing to sort of see happen over time. Just different, I guess, opportunities coming up along the way, sometimes unexpected. And when stepping into those, kind of the way that that has then unlocked future doors. And sometimes there have been doors that haven't opened. But largely, it's been kind of cool now looking back over the last kind of 10 years or so to see how that's evolved. And yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, there are definitely times when it's daunting and kind of have to very much lean into God for my strength. But I really love the work and it's been very varied. So yeah, it's been good.
That's fun. Well, we're gonna get to know you a little bit better. Clearly, I know you more than our viewers and listeners too, but I may not even know some of the things we're gonna uncover about you today. So one of the things we like to do is to hear what we call a spark story, a story that kind of just captures the spark that's in you, the way that God has uniquely wired you and expresses God's self through you. So could you tell us maybe a spark story that captures Sarah-ness?
Sure. Yeah, I was trying to think of what to share and I really struggled for a bit. So I kind of was praying and I thought, oh yeah, this is a good story I can share. I don't think I've shared it with you before, so I'm fun to hear your response. I'm looking forward to hearing your response on that. So I grew up in Nepal, and I spent my primary school or elementary school years in a city that I called Pokhara. And one day after school, my friend Rami and I decided to set out on an adventure. So we decided we were going to take a bus home from school, like big girls. Usually our parents picked us up for the relatively short kind of 20-minute walk back home. But this day was going to be a different day. So we decided quite, yeah, unwisely, without informing either of our parents who had turned up to pick us up that day, that we were going to take the bus. And public transport at that time in Nepal was quite random. So it was usually kind of a small white bus rammed with people, and sometimes kind of the odd goat as well. So you never quite knew what you were going to get. And also, we hadn't really thought through the fact that you would need to have money to pay for the journey. So we just kind of rocked up to this bus and we're like, we're going to get on the bus. And amazingly, the driver led us on. I guess he didn't know kind of what to make of it and decided kind of best to deliver two young girls safely to our destination. So together on the bus, we made it to the start of our road, and then back to my home. And yeah, safe to say that our parents were kind of very relieved when they heard where we were. And I, yeah, just to say, definitely don't recommend this to any small children who might be listening. Stay with your mom and dad. But yeah, I think that at that small age, still, whilst our actions were quite ill-advised, I think there was something in that which displayed the kind of fearlessness that we were encouraged to have. And in particular, I think of the verse in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which talks about, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And I think it's fair to say that he was certainly with us that day, because we got home unharmed. So this kind of fearlessness has been something that I've kind of, yeah, tried to lean into with varying levels of success throughout my life.
Wow. So no goat bites.
Yeah, no, they're actually, goats are pretty friendly, as
They
long as you
okay.
don't get in their way. So
Good to know.
yeah.
I have not been up close on a bus with a goat, so
Yeah.
not yet. We often have a thing we like to do on the Every Woman Story podcast, which is just finding out, like, if you were having your best day. Just the day where Sarah's most fully alive in the story God's given her. What's going on with you? What are you wearing? What are you carrying? Just describe, give us the visual of Sarah on her best day.
Yeah, this is so fun. So I think on my best day, I would be wearing kind of very comfortable, kind of linen clothes, so quite light, and probably in, yeah, kind of like tailored, but just like good level of comfort. Maybe with like a pair of like brown Birkenstocks or something. So I'm feeling pretty, yeah, comfortable and relaxed, I think. And in terms of what I'd have with me on that day, I would be using my waterproof backpack, so I've got to be prepared for all weathers, with my sunglasses, water cardigan, and also a guidebook. So I'm quite interested in exploring different cities and places of interest. So kind of having a guide there with me that I could refer to as I see different things. So yeah, I'd be enjoying that day, probably exploring an interesting town, with just the right mix of kind of history, good food, and nature rolled into one. I got quite specific here when thinking about this. So the ideal temperature would be about 23 degrees Celsius, or I looked it up, it's about 73 Fahrenheit, if that's helpful, with some warm sunlight and a gentle breeze. So that's my idea of perfect weather. And in terms of people who would be with me there, so my husband Tyler, and then my nuclear family as well. Kind of, I think these guys, yeah, are sort of the people who I feel most freely able to just sort of be. So I think, yeah, that would be sort of my ideal day. And when I was reflecting on kind of why this day feels alive for me, I think it's because sort of dwelling in deep community, whilst also doing some kind of interesting and stimulating adventuring. So both kind of appreciating God's creation and also those that he's created. Yeah. Yeah.
I see similarities between that and your Spark story. You took a
Yeah.
friend to get on the bus, and you did not have a guidebook though, but at that
That's
point in time, but yeah.
true.
And now you probably are bringing money if you have to get on, the underground or
Yes.
what have you. So, yes,
Important.
it's a little more mature version of an Arthur story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, speaking of guidebook, you wrote a story for the Every Woman Story website, as well as the podcast, and then our social media channels as well, called how basically about how you found God's purpose for your life, and you called it How to Pursue God's Purpose for Your Life. And it very much has this theme of God guiding you. I was fascinated by your story because you had a really profound experience. And I'd love for you just to tell us a moment about it. You talk about, I'll quote from the article first, says it was 2017 and God spoke to me. Okay, kicking that off. What was this experience that kind of defined for you what your story was supposed to be about for the days that you're here on this earth?
Sure, yeah, and I think just as a disclaimer before I get started, I think it's a continual process, so it's definitely not one that's over for me. I think I'm still to an extent figuring it out, but yeah, the specifics of this occasion. So basically, I was at a conference talk that was being given by an NGO about the plight of refugees around the world, and that kind of after the talk, there was this prayer time. And yeah, basically, I had this strange kind of sensation come over me, really, where I felt kind of this power that was pulsating through me. It was when the woman who was leading the prayer time basically said that she had a sense that there were kind of people in the room who were going to be exposing the issues that had just been talked about, so kind of issues of injustice and those who are vulnerable being taken advantage of. And yeah, I'd never really had an experience like this before. But again, I guess, yeah, talking about kind of the role of friendship and community in that moment, I kind of turned to my friend Rachel, who had been at the conference with me, and basically said, kind of, could you pray for me? Because I wasn't really sure what was going on. Because whilst it was both an incredibly exciting moment, there was an aspect of it that I was like, wow, this is a big power that I'm feeling in the Holy Spirit, and I'm just kind of curious to feel through this. So she did pray for me, and she said kind of that when she was praying, she had this really kind of bright white light that she was seeing with her eyes closed. So yeah, I think for me that was kind of a real sort of moment of almost being zapped by the Holy Spirit, and this sense of you're being called to talk about these kinds of injustices. And I think it was interesting because it came off the back of kind of a gradual journey as well. So it wasn't just this one moment. There was also a time beforehand of being part of an organization called Just Love, which helps students to kind of discover how to follow God's call and heart for social justice. And yeah, just various friendships and opportunities and things that had kind of been, I guess, there both before and then have kind of continued to develop after.
One of the things as I was reading your story, which was first of all remarkable, was I noticed some similarities to patterns of how people discover their story in God's story. And first of all, you write this article and you ground it in scripture. You talk about various passages that this experience was kind of tested against. It's like, yeah, that is the way that God calls us to care about injustice and to be agents of, as you wrote about how Jesus said that we are, he is the light of the world and we are also to shine as lights of the world, shining light into dark places. Another thing I really saw that was a pattern was that having, so aligning with God's word and then trusted advisors. So this friend who you knew her character, and I imagine you admired it because she was your friend and she was there with you at this conference. That's got to have been a given. And leaned into her for her advising about what was happening as well. And then sometimes God uses other people to just call us forward, as this woman who was the speaker did in your life. When I was looking at it, there's an element of the Every Woman's Bible, which you wrote for, Sarah. You wrote a couple of articles, a couple of which were about justice, for the Every Woman's Bible, which you were well positioned to write on, not only because of the calling on your life, but because of the work you do in your life. But one of the things that we have in the center, this is one of the versions of the Every Woman's Bible. They're different colors. And right in the center, we have this 16-page study that says basically how to find your purpose in life. And it goes through a study that I was privileged to do with Barna Research and also a Fuller Theological Seminary that included over 800 people who had found their purpose, like you have, in God's story. And what was the pattern? When I was reading your story, I saw so many similarities. I saw, first of all, that aligning with the belief that you already had and aligning with the scripture. So it's believe, belong, and become. And then in belong, that we do not live out our part of God's mission by ourselves, that God invites us to do that in community. Immediately, you had Rachel there. And then also Just Love, the organization on your college campus, university campus. And then now you're belonging through, you've talked about your core people who you do life with, but then also through your work. You did have an unusual aspect of your journey, though. Not everybody has that sense of a vision, like, I am called to this. When we did this study, we found about 60% of the people had that. All the other steps of the believe, belong, become, like, it was so consistent. It was amazing. What do you make of that? Like, this vision where you were like, whoa, I have a clear sense I'm part of. I love the words in your article. It said, expose injustices like flares sent up into the darkness to expose them.
Yeah, wow, that's such a good question. I think, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one. And I think an extent to which I'm still figuring out what that means and what kind of the ultimate fruit of that will be in my life. I think, yeah, the idea of flares sent up into the darkness to expose them, I think. One thing which I think that also links into in other experiences and kind of feedback from loved ones that I've received is kind of this sense of I guess inner strength. So, you know, a flare isn't getting its strength from the environment that it's in. It's being sent out into an environment which is probably going to be quite a challenging one. So it has to have that ability to sustain itself. I think critically, for me, my real belief is that that strength is of God. So I can't do that on my own strength. I think there's a sense of, yeah, there is kind of real injustice in the world, and some of that's really dark. And it's good to kind of have things and I guess people around you that you can lean into for that resilience that you need. So yeah, I think for me, and I hope for many people, that strength is kind of, yeah, from God. And I guess as well, yeah, you know, we're never promised that the journey is going to be an easy one. So I think sometimes we're called into situations which are maybe challenging, but also I think it's been amazing reflecting on kind of how I've grown and the different skill sets that I've built up, and there's still much more to learn, but I think God really prepares you as well for different things, and there are things that I'm doing now that I feel like I was prepared for before, and I'm sure I'm now being prepared for stuff that is yet to come.
I like that. Well, let's go back to that verse that you mentioned in your spark story. And as we love to close out our time with God's word and just having an invitation to us, as well as to those viewing and listening, to sink into God's word and to hear the same passage that's been meaningful to you read three times, kind of slowly, in three different translations of the Bible. And I know you mentioned it before, but would you like to go ahead and read the passage the very first time and also tell us what translation you're reading from?
Sure, yeah, so I'm reading from the New International Version, so NIV, and it's Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
And here it is again, chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 9 from the New Living Translation. This is my command: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And then I'm going to pull up another Bible. I'm kind of doing like dueling Bibles here, one to the left and one to the right. To read it in another translation. This is the New Century Version, Joshua 1, verse 9. Remember that I commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't be afraid, because the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. So, Sarah, I just am thankful for this time we've had to learn how God commanded you to be that flare that can illuminate dark places. And also that we've had a chance to hear how in the years since, and also before that, that you've really lived true to that calling and you've continued to step into places that are challenging. And there's not always a win promised, but you have stepped in knowing that God is at the center of your calling and you're going to keep going. So thank you so much for being with us today and telling us how you found your purpose in God's story. And yeah, hopefully all of us can do the same, right?
No, it's been a real joy. Yeah, thank you so much. I think it's such an important thing as women to be exploring kind of what are we on this earth for, and we can do it knowing that God's got our back as well.
Agreed. Absolutely. So, thanks everybody for joining us on the Every Woman Story podcast. And for ways to stay encouraged, you can go ahead and also subscribe to our Reading Through the Bible podcast and also check us out on Instagram and YouTube, where we have ongoing content available for you. God bless you. And we just hope that you find your story in God's story and keep living it to God's utmost. Thanks for joining us.